Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Are you happy with the status quo in Oklahoma City? Do you like the direction our state's been going? Then you should stick with the career politicians and their empty promises. Conservatives are ready for a change. Real change. The kind of change only an outsider can bring about. Kevin Stitt started a business from scratch, right here in Oklahoma, and built it into a success that employs hundreds of Oklahomans. He'll work just as hard as governor to deliver accountability to state government, and he'll start by auditing every state agency. He'll post state spending online for all to see, and Kevin Stitt will fix the budget crisis so we can secure the pay raises teachers deserve and fund our schools so our kids get the education they deserve. Face it, we've tried the career politicians. We've heard their empty promises. Let's give a businessman a chance. For a change, Kevin Stitt for governor. Oklahoma's turnaround starts right here, right now.
Paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its latest crop progress report, according to which the U.S. corn crop is denoted as being 37% complete in its silking stage, well above 18 for last year and the five-year average, with a current condition rating this week of 7% poor to very poor, 18 fair, and 75% good to excellent. Meanwhile, 47% of the national soybean crop is reported to be blooming, ahead of both the previous year at 32% and the five-year average of 27% with a condition rating currently of 7% poor to very poor, 22 fair, and 71 good to excellent. Also this week, 11% of U.S. soybeans are reported to be setting pods, 7 points above normal and 5 above this time last year. Essentially, our national corn and soybean crops are developing at a much faster pace than normal. Looking at our three-state region across the Southern Plains, though, this week, in Oklahoma, corn silk reached 44%, up 7 points from the previous year. Sorghum planted reached 96%, up 3 points from the previous year. Sorghum headed reached 17%, up 1 point from the previous year. And sorghum's condition rating this week rates at 3% poor to very poor, 44 fair, and 53% good to excellent. Cotton setting bolls reached 10%, up 10 points from the previous year, and up 3 points from normal. Cotton's condition rates at 25% poor to very poor, 37 fair, and 38 good to excellent. Conditions of pasture and range were rated at 16% poor to very poor, 34% fair, and 50% good to excellent. The good to excellent spread of pasture and range conditions here in the Southern Plains is holding up relatively well for the most part compared to last year, at least for Oklahoma and Texas, despite having been under drought conditions for so long. Kansas, on the other hand, has fallen considerably below last year's statistics. Comparing this week to the same time last year in Oklahoma, we see a 6-point spread in the combined good to excellent rating, with this week at 50% and last year at 56%. Kansas rates at 33% good to excellent this week, leaving a 41-point deficit from last year's 74% good to excellent rating. Finally, Texas is actually better in 2018 compared to the same time last year at 59% good to excellent, 7 points better than last year's rating of 52%. In the meantime, Arizona resides at the bottom of the national comparison with a poor to very poor rating of 90%. The nearest state beyond that is New Mexico, with 61% of its rangeland rated poor to very poor. Colorado takes the third spot with 51% and followed closely by Missouri at 48%. And remember, as always, to view the complete USDA crop progress report, click over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news, I'm Ron. Hey cattlemen, get your kicks at the 66th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 20th and 21st at the Embassy Suites in Norman. This year's convention will be all about the business of the cattle business, with 5 great cattlemen's college sessions on topics like forage insurance, genetics, a meat cutting demo, and the opening general session featuring cattle facts. Add to that a sold-out trade show and a great opportunity to network with fellow cattle producers. The OCA Convention, go to OklahomaCattlemen.org for more information and to register, or call 405-235-4300. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.